A Greater Sudbury police officer who was disciplined 2 years ago for refusing to show proof of vaccination at a hockey arena in Espanola is facing new charges after allegedly assaulting a 12-year-old hockey player on February 11. The Manitoulin, Ontario Provincial Police said an investigation began just before 8:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Espanola Recreation Centre after it was reported an adult coach had assaulted a 12-year-old hockey player. It was reported that after an earlier hockey game on that same day, a coach had threatened and assaulted a 12-year-old player from an opposing team, OPP said. No injuries were reported. Charged as Melissa Rincourt, 50, of Espanola. She is charged with assault, uttering threats, cause death or bodily harm, causing a disturbance. Rincourt has a court appearance in Espanola on March 4. Greater Sudbury Police confirmed Rincourt has been a constable with GSPS since 2018. As a result of the new charges, Chief Paul Peterson has launched an internal investigation into Rincourt's alleged actions in Espanola on the weekend. Constable Rincourt has subsequently been suspended with pay under Section 89(1) of the Police Services Act of Ontario. Under the current legislation, there is no authority to suspend an officer without pay, GSPS said in a news release. The police service shared the relevant section of legislation as well. Suspension 89(1) If a police officer, other than a chief of police or deputy chief of police, is suspected of or charged with an offence under a law of Canada or of a province or territory or is suspected of misconduct as defined in Section 80, the chief of police may suspend him or her from duty with pay. 2007, circa 5, s. 10. Peterson also issued a statement about Rincourt and the incident, saying while the allegations have not been proven, the actions of one officer do not reflect the values of GSPS. While these allegations have yet to be proven in a court of law, the actions of one individual do not represent our members or reflect the values of our organization, Peterson said. It is always disturbing to hear of an officer who breaks the law and brings disrepute to the policing profession. This is in no way a reflection of our members who serve this community with pride and professionalism. We are confident that the matter will be investigated thoroughly and have confidence in our judicial system and the systems of accountability through the Police Services Act. Members of the GSPS Professional Standards Bureau will be conducting the internal investigation into the alleged misconduct while the OPP continues its criminal investigation into the incident. If Rincourt's name is familiar, that's because during the COVID-19 pandemic she was charged for causing a disturbance at another hockey game, also at the Espanola Rec Center. In September 2021, Melissa Rincourt was charged with resisting a peace officer and two counts of entering a premises when entry has been prohibited, contrary to the Trespass to Property Act, TPA. Rincourt and her wife refused to provide proof of vaccination to attend their child's hockey game at the Espanola Recreation Center, and witnesses told Sudbury.com Rincourt yelled and screamed, called bystanders Nazis, and kicked a door while arguing with an OPP officer called by rec center staff. Those criminal charges were withdrawn after Rincourt completed the John Howard Society's Direct Accountability Program. In October 2022, Rincourt faced a disciplinary hearing to determine what punishment she should face under the Police Services Act for her refusal to show proof of vaccination at a children's hockey game, as well as subsequent social media posts. Superintendent Peter Lennox, the hearing judge for her disciplinary hearing, determined Rincourt should be demoted from first-class constable to third-class constable for a period of 1 year, followed by 1 year in the rank of second-class constable, conditional on satisfactory performance of duty by the officer and the concurrence of her unit commander. She would also be required to perform 40 hours of volunteer work through the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center for Holocaust Studies. Rincourt worked with the organization during her administrative leave in order to better understand her use of the word Nazi. But Rincourt and her lawyer, David Butt, appealed Lennox's decision. The appeal was heard April 20, and the decision handed down July 10. Rincourt and Butt argued that the language of the decision, conditional on satisfactory performance of duty by the officer and the concurrence of her unit commander, gave too much power to the unit commander. The panel hearing the appeal agreed, stating, "The penalty of demotion is worded as improper as it gives unfettered discretion to the unit commander. There are no other changes to the original decision," writes the panel. "The appeal is otherwise dismissed and the penalty confirmed." With files from Jenny LaMothe.